You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Are you going to be my girl Jet there? It is Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 9 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock.
And Simo, obviously we spent a bit of time working from home during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Yeah.
However, that is sort of coming to an end. And, you know, the world slowly yet surely, I know Victoria had a bit of a hiccup, but slowly but surely Australia's kind of getting back to normal.
Yeah, okay. I'll accept your premise.
You seem skeptical of this if I'm making this up. Have you not watched the news?
Oh, well, I always err on the side of caution. I'm thinking about getting myself, because the gyms, like you say, they've reopened the gym. They've got like chalk kind of markings, like masking taped out for like little bubble areas for your working out. So I'm going to get myself like a mask, get myself some gloves and sweat out in the gym.
Well, Simo, erring on the side of caution, like you say, is probably a pretty good idea, just to take things slowly.
Yeah.
But I've noticed as well, offices, it is Monday, offices kind of starting to reopen, so people not so much working from home, but now kind of going back into the office.
Back to the building.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say, for the record, if our bosses are listening, Simo, you and I, we are never late.
Hello.
We are never late to work. Some other employees cannot say that. I'm looking at you, M's stationary queen, who's 10 minutes late this morning.
Are you just picking on all the admin people? Is that what's happening?
Only when they're late. So, Simo, what I thought I'd do, we'd kind of do a sort of a community announcement, a community service announcement.
Ooh.
If you are late, you know, you kind of maybe need some excuses as to why you are late.
Dog ate my homework, always a good one.
Yeah, so I kind of put my pen to paper.
Ooh.
Activated my brain, done all the things that I haven't done right now because I'm stumbling a bit.
Oh dear.
And thought that I'd come up with a bit of a guide. Reasons as well for being late for work.
Simo and Jordan present excuses for being late to work. The traffic blamer.
Traffic out there, absolute nightmare. Seriously, didn't move for like half an hour.
The fake injury.
Ow. Footy training last night. Oh, that was a tough one. Oh, the glutes. The glutes, they are tight.
The traitor.
You're late.
Yep, due to Jordan, he was late 3 times last week.
What?
Typical Jordan behaviour.
The family blamer.
You're late.
Yeah, the kids, they just wouldn't get out of bed and ready for school this morning. Honestly, total headache.
You don't have kids.
Don't I? Oh, that's interesting.
The blatant liar.
You're late.
No. I was outside on a business call, talking to the business people. Yep. For the business, for the important calls with the big people, the people with the money, the cash, just making sure that it all rolls really well.
The disbeliever.
You're late.
Am I? No, I'm not. Surely look at the time. Oh, Jesus, is that the time? Is that really the time? That can't be the time. Surely it's not. Is it really?
Thus concludes Simo and Jordan's guide to being late for work. If listening to this has made you late for work, there's a certain amount of irony there.
Simo and Jordan.
That was fun with Some Nights on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 16 minutes gone on your 9, and it's time for another love chat. Love chat. Turns out our neighbours are quite naughty individuals, Jordan.
Our neighbours at work here, you mean the people that take up the office next to us?
No, Albury. A whole bloody town.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
They're quite far away neighbours. Well, it's a couple of hours' drive to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan, I'll tell you why.
Yeah?
Are you familiar with Ashley Madison?
And that feels like a loaded question.
Are you?
I'm aware what it is, yes.
Yeah, be honest.
So it's a dating app for if you're already in a relationship and fancy cheating.
Yeah, that's right. Full marks, Jordan. How did you know that?
No reason. But I remember a couple of years ago, do you remember someone like hacked into it and released a lot of the account details of people who have an Ashley Madison account?
That's hilarious.
And their partners were like, oh, so you've got one of these accounts. Anything that we need to discuss?
What's the
bet
that there was like both of them?
It's like, you don't say anything, I won't say anything, we'll just forget this all happened and we'll move on.
Geez, it's a bit of rain around today.
Yeah, look, go look at that. It's cold today.
But the stats are out regarding that dating website about, you know, which cities and which towns have the highest number of sign-ups.
Okay.
Right? And, actually, it's worth mentioning as well, they've got a lovely kind of tagline as well for this website.
Yeah, what's that?
It is, life is short, have an affair. Really catchy.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few companies that can kind of use that tagline. What? It's not like Macca's would be releasing a new burger and go, life's short, have an affair.
Da-da-da.
The new Big Mac. Wouldn't really work.
No, but, you know, first one's true, life is short. Secondary, I mean, the conclusion that they've drawn from the premise.
Yeah.
You're a bit left of field.
Yeah.
However, apparently, it received 17,000 new members a day, like per day, during the COVID-19.
17,000? Wait, just from Albury?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. So, like, how many people are in Albury?
So 17,000 new members a day during COVID-19 pandemic compared to just, you know, the 15,000 per day that was this time, say, last year.
Okay. So 15,000 a day when there's no coronavirus happening is quite a lot.
It's quite high.
Is this worldwide or Australia-wide or?
Australia.
Okay.
Okay, so that is, lockdown's clearly had some effect.
Yeah, an extra 2,000.
An extra couple. So you'll be pleased to learn, coming in at number one, Albury, New South Wales.
Yeah.
Had the most sign-ups since March this year.
I'm assuming this is like the most sign-ups and it's like in ratio to the population of
Correct.
The city.
Per capita.
Because if Albury has more than, say, Sydney, and Sydney's huge and Albury's not, that would be a shock.
That's it, sticking it to the big guy.
Isn't Albury as well, I'm just trying to remember my geography.
Yeah.
Isn't that right on the border?
It is,
between New South Wales and Victoria?
Mm.
And there's, like, Albury-Wodonga. They're two different towns, but they're more or less the same because they're right next to each other. Do you have Wodongas there as well?
No, not available. So coming in,
Wodonga had no one sign up. Wodonga's like, no, we're not going to have an affair. We're happy. Whereas over the border in New South Wales, Albury's like, this is boring.
It's worth
Life's short, have an affair.
It's worth mentioning Canberra comes in at number four. So we're right in the hot spot, Jordan.
I know, we're surrounded by them.
I would sign you up, but then you'd have to come out as being single.
Well, I am single. So it wouldn't really work. But, I mean, sign me up anyway. You never know how
That's
it goes.
That's what I mean. If things went okay, then you'd have to be like, I've got this hidden secret that I really need to tell you.
Yeah.
It's that I'm not actually married.
Look, it's an awkward start to the relationship, put it that way. Simo and Jordan.
Fat Boy Slim praising you this morning on the way to your 9:30. It's 27 minutes gone on your 9. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, have you ever had like a bit of an out-there haircut?
Look, it's getting that way. Lockdown's really let me grow my mane, as it were. So I am getting towards this mullet territory.
So have you ever worn a mullet before, or...?
No. I'd pseudo-mullet, maybe.
Yeah.
Like one of those... Maybe what's smaller than a mullet? It'd be like
a rat's tail?
A carp? No, a smaller fish.
Oh.
Like a...
We were going down two very different avenues there.
Flathead, maybe? I don't know.
A sardine.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the haircut that I've been sporting, if you like.
Give me $10 if you walk into nearest barber and say, yeah, just a sardine for me, please.
Yeah, do you mind if I get can I get a tuna can?
Yeah. The barber's like, what's that? It's like, well, you don't know. Oh, I'm taking my business elsewhere.
About half a mullet, I reckon.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up mullets is because a Perth teen was celebrating his 18th birthday, and because of his mullet, he got rejected from going into the pub he was going to. We've got a little audio grab from him here.
Okay, right, interesting.
He said no mullets allowed.
Cooper's night cut short by the iconic Aussie cut.
I was more concerned about my pluggers, but he wasn't too fussed about that. I reckon it's a bit silly. I mean, it's a mullet, so, I mean, heaps of people have mullets.
Was this bloke from Townsville?
No, it's from Perth.
Okay, right. No, the other side of the other sun-baked part of Australia.
Why, are you trying to make assumptions about people from Townsville?
I'm just making assumptions about maybe Queenslanders, but that's fine. That's good. You know, the pluggers as well.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I would call a thong.
Yeah, or a flip-flop.
Yeah, flip-flop. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Okay.
Because I think a thong is also a pair of women's underwear.
Can confirm?
Oh, really? Why do you know so much about this, Simo?
However, I can confirm that working in pubs, your flip-flops, not allowed. Because you've got glass and stuff that can shatter and lawsuits and all of that kind of bizzo.
Well, that's part of the reason why this guy got rejected from the pub in question. But he claims it's because of his mullet. And the pubs that you were working at back in the day.
Yeah.
Did they have hair dress codes, I guess, is that the right word?
For staff, there's definitely dress codes. Like, smart casual is always a...
Yeah, so not for staff, like for patrons that want to come in.
I mean, smart casual for patrons is typically the way to go. Each pub's different. It's got its own clientele. It's got its own vibe.
Also worked at a German-themed pub, if memory serves me right.
That is true. There was Lederhosen available.
Many pubs you'd probably not get let in wearing Lederhosen.
Wearing leather chaps. Yeah, you probably wouldn't. But in a German pub, definitely. That's an option.
100%. So, Simo, this guy's his 18th birthday as well. And it was kind of ruined all because of his haircut and his pluggers. And and the fact that it seems weird to say.
Yeah.
But, Simo, my 18th to a degree got kind of ruined.
Huh.
Kind of not. It wasn't because of my haircut, but just because of something that was kind of happening on that day, coincidental to my birthday. It kind of ruined a little plan that I'd had for the last couple of years about getting my first drink, Simo. We'll get into that next.
Okay.
Simo and Jordan.
Girlfriend, Avril Lavigne, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning.
And Simo, talking about 18th birthdays, they're a big milestone in anyone's life.
Yeah, it's a big day. You're no longer a boy, now a man.
Do you remember your 18th? that's always the best reaction you want.
Long time ago, 10 years ago. Not a clue.
Not a clue?
No.
Fair enough. Well, Simo, the reason we are talking about 18th birthday is because a guy in Perth, his 18th birthday was kind of ruined in a way after he got rejected from a couple of bars because of his mullet and fashion choice. I think we've got a little audio grab of him here.
We do. It is here somewhere.
Somewhere.
Here he is.
He said no mullets allowed.
Cooper's night cut short by the iconic Aussie cut.
I was more concerned about my pluggers, but he wasn't too fussed about that. I reckon it's a bit silly. I mean, it's a mullet, so, I mean, heaps of people have mullets.
Should we blame his mullet on why that audio grab didn't fire?
Yeah, that, and also it's worth mentioning that there was a fashion show in Milan, Italy, right? And it was like had the catwalk, had the whole thing.
The big fashion,
and each kind of country had a bit of their culture thrown into their fashion.
Oh, no.
And us as Australians, we sent legit dudes in moustaches and the mullet and the flip-flops.
What is this? Is this like the Eurovision of fashion shows?
No, I think it was just whoever we picked as our Australian designer was just clearly a bit of a dick.
No, maybe he was just getting quintessential Aussie fashion.
I guess, get it out there, let everyone know what we're about.
Yeah, I won't call you the D word, Mr. Fashionista, whatever your name is.
Yeah, there's mullet festivals as well in Australia. So, you know, there is going to be options for young Cooper, the mulleted 18-year-old future.
Yeah, mullets, they're a very popular fashion choice. But on this occasion, they ruined his 18th birthday. And it reminded me of back to my 18th birthday, which was kind of, I had a plan that I'd had for a couple of years about what I was going to do on my 18th. And it kind of got ruined.
Oh, Jordan.
It wasn't anything to do with mullets or haircuts or fashion or anything like that.
No, it's okay. I'm just, you know, enjoying that, you know, you had your plan. You had your two-year run-up to it. Like, you had a birthday in between you planning what you were going to do for your
18th. Yeah, 17th birthday, no one gives a stuff. 17th birthday, it's a wasted birthday.
This is going to be it. It's going to be great.
Well, so my plan was, my birthday's on New Year's Day, which is already a bit of an odd birthday to have.
Right.
So my plan was, and I was kind of, I had it a couple of years prior.
Right.
And that I was leading up to it, is that I would go to the bar 5 minutes to midnight, New Year's Eve, and request a beer when obviously I was still 17. They would turn me away, only to then go back 5 minutes later once the clock has struck midnight. I am now 18. I can legally purchase a beer.
You know,
that was my plan.
If I wish that I was that bartender, because I just would have kicked you out. I was like, this kid is being a genuine just piece of work.
Fortunately, the bartender in question didn't kick me out.
I would have.
However, it was kind of, well, you weren't my bartender. I'm glad about that.
Yeah, so what happened? Did it work for you?
Also, Mo, I went up to the bar 5 minutes or so before midnight. And I won't mention the bar in question's name because they'll get in trouble.
Hey, mate, what would you like?
I was 17. I didn't know what. I'll have a beer, please.
Right. Is that we got Hanlei, we got light beers, we've got a couple of mid beers. Would you like something heavier? What are you thinking?
Just that one. I just pointed at whatever.
Right. Okay.
Just that one.
Yeah, mate.
And then they just served me.
Oh.
As a 17-year-old.
They didn't do the
ID check.
Responsible service of alcohol, RSA. Get trained, people.
Didn't do that, which is, by the way, that bar, despicable. I've never been back.
Genuine? Just because of that?
Yes. And because I now live interstate as well. So I kind of went up expecting to get rejected, and it worked, and there was a bit of an awkward, a bit of a, oh, okay, yeah, here's the money, here you go. And then I went back to the bar like 5 minutes later after midnight to get another one, and the bar in question, because it was New Year's Eve, had a little bit of violence in the past.
Oh, hell, okay.
Perhaps because they were serving underage people drinks.
Oh, no.
So they had put in the policy that after midnight on New Year's Eve, no more drinks, bar closes.
Okay.
So I kind of went back 5 minutes after midnight wanting another beer, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, we can't do it.
No, sorry, mate, can't help you. So do you get carded now? Because you most often you're cranking a beard, you're looking pretty scraggly.
Yeah.
Are you...
No, I don't get carded up, no.
Whereas I'm 29 and I get carded consistently.
Yeah, but Simo, you haven't gone through puberty yet.
So
it'll happen eventually. You'll become a man one day.
The other week I got carded at the Bottle-O, and he was like, mate, can I... Just a bit of ID, please. Thank you.
Which, by the way, responsible. We 100% endorse
that. Absolutely.
Definitely not what this bar in South Australia was doing.
No, so he had a look at my ID and he's going, oh you're 8 years older than I am. And this guy was like chiseled, like he looked like Thor.
Simo and Jordan.
An Aussie throwback there, Draft. Letting your hair down, Rapunzel. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning. And there has been an interesting development by the RSPCA about how to go about adopting pets during the restrictions.
Okay.
Right. So obviously since they've been in place, how do you, you know, people can't just walk into a centre and, you know, congregate and pick out an animal.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I didn't think of that.
Right, so they have adopted a new way to match people with animals. It's called a blind date.
Oh, I was about to say, is this some kind of animal version of Tinder?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it actually?
There is actually one of those in existence. You can actually swipe left and swipe right on potential pet ownership. this one, though, however, involves a photo and a profile for hopeful pet owners. So
okay.
You get to kind of see, you know, what he, she, whether you're after a cat, a dog or a parrot or whatever it is, can get a bit of a vibe from just the written and the photo.
Okay, so they've obviously... How would they write a bio for like a cat?
Enjoys long walks on the beach.
Yeah, but no cats enjoy that.
That's true. But dogs would.
Yeah, but dogs, I wouldn't say walking, though.
Running?
More running crazily and having a bundle of fun.
Yeah, but you always got to make yourself look better. You know, if the dog's writing their bio, you got to make yourself look better online.
Look, if a dog's writing a bio, it's already done a pretty good job in my books.
It's like, this is all just mumbo jumbo. This is all just letters.
He just mashed his paw on the keyboard. That's the dog I want.
So I was a bit worried because I was like, oh, blind date. Have they just, you know, have you booked a time to go to the centre, they've put a blindfold on you and then just chucked you into the animal enclosures and be like, well, we'll just see what sticks. And then...
What is it? Oh, no, I'm thinking... Sorry, I was getting confused. I was thinking of speed dating.
No,
sorry,
quite.
When you said blind dating, I had in my head speed dating, you know, when in pre-COVID times, there'd be like 20 or so singles, you'd spend a minute or so at each table going around, and then I think at the end you say, yes, I'd like spend time with number six.
That might be an option, maybe.
Well, you say there's just you and then every minute just, cat, move to the next table. Here comes a dog. Here comes a parrot. Here comes a pet snake. Not for me.
If it was a cat speed dating, it wouldn't be fast, though, because they're so...
Be
slow.
Like, okay.
They're so like do whatever they want. Just they'd like
ring the bell, come in time to move on, and the cat's just there licking itself.
You'll have to probably move. The cats have the prime real estate.
But is this kind of dating app the RSPCA doing dating app in inverted commas? Is it for all animals or like dogs and cats?
No, effectively, well, predominantly your dogs and cats. But then they also do like a trial housing, if you like.
Okay.
So once you know you've made it first. Kind of virtual date.
Yeah.
They spend, you know, maybe an hour or 2 hour visitation to see how, you know, you go in the flesh.
Is this like the equivalent of when you're on an actual date?
Yeah.
And the boy or girl just spends a couple of nights around and then it's like, oh, you can just leave your toothbrush here, it's fine.
Mm, that kind of thing.
It's kind of just popping a foot or, in this case, a paw in the door.
And apparently it has increased adoption rates.
Okay.
So previously when you would go and just have a bit of a look and see, you know, which one is really vibing with you, this virtual and then visitation has increased the numbers substantially on your animal centres being, the local animals being adopted.
Mm.
So I reckon there's obviously a bit of a guilt trip that goes on because once it's been inside your house.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this as well.
Yeah.
Which is like once the cat's been inside the house and been sitting on the couch and you've patted it and all that sort of stuff, it's like it's hard to go, all right, well, see you later. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Very difficult. Whether as soon as the cat's in the door, you could almost hear the cat go, I'm in.
I'm never escaping. Put my toothbrush in the bathroom.
The Spice Girls involved now. Mel C, Mel B, and the other ones. Jerry Halliwell. Who else is in here?
Posh.
Victoria Beckham.
Is there one more?
I reckon we got him. We got them all.
We got them all. Well, Posh Spice's cat as well. We forgot that.
Simo and Jordan.
The Spice Girls. Stop right now. 6 minutes on the way to your 10. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning. And the film has made a bit of a comeback. Released in 2005. Are you familiar with the 40-year-old virgin?
The Steve Carell one.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it. Mm. I think I've seen that scene where he gets waxed. He, like, waxes his chest. I've seen that on the internet somewhere.
So you would be familiar with this.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Right?
Yeah. But what is the basic premise of the movie? Have you seen it?
Basically, there is a guy who hasn't managed to open his horizons into having a formal committed relationship and foreign relations with someone throughout his entire life, and he has reached the age of 40.
What an amazing G-rated version of putting it.
Well, you know, you've got to be careful.
Okay. Now I think about it, the movie's called The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah. I probably didn't need your synopsis.
No, I tried hard.
I think it kind of... You kind of get the gist of what they're going for with the movie.
Right, so one of the exploits that happens in the film is they decide, well, you know, you've got to make sure that the chest region is free of hair.
Okay.
Right? And that actually happens legit. So they are actually... wax Steve Carell, the actor's chest, on film.
Oh, like, so that he's genuinely
yeah.
So that wasn't like makeup or...
No, that was not fake.
That's dedication to the job.
Mm. And basically what they had was in front of him, they had a word board. So they had 5 or 6 words on one side, which were G rating, if you like, clean. And then they on the other side, they had some words which were a little bit naughty.
So obviously we had the G rated one there, the Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's now come to light that out of all the list of clean words, someone had slipped in Kelly Clarkson, like as a joke.
Oh, so that wasn't meant to be.
No, and then it made it into the film, a.k.a.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Also, was it Kelly Clarkson herself? Was she on set that day?
Also,
just sneaking around, wanting to try a little sneaky little cameo in the film?
Worth mentioning as well the fact that the woman that they hired to act
was
as,
it Kelly Clarkson?
No, to act as the waxer
had
never done it before, but she'd lied on her resume to say that she had done it.
Hollywood movies, like we've got the things being snuck into the script.
Yeah.
Now people lying on resumes.
Nothing but professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
So
kind of makes me want to go to Hollywood.
Kelly Clarkson finally got to the bottom of it.
Okay.
So she was speaking to one of the... It was like a dual director type thing, like Steve Carell wrote it, but then Judd Apatow was the director.
Okay.
And she spoke to him about what the heck was the go.
Was it your fault Steve Carell screamed my name in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
I'm going to blame Seth Rogen because there's a picture I think you have of a piece of paper with all the curses that we gave Steve to scream when he gets waxed. And in the middle, on the column that says clean words, right in the middle, it says Kelly Clarkson in Seth's handwriting.
I blame Seth as well. That's actually amazing. I love that I made it between burger panties and throbbing monkey tail.
So finally, we have the answers that we've long awaited.